You're listening to Here and Now. In the studio with me is Sean Anderson. He is a lecturer at the College of Law here at the University of Illinois. He's also a commentator for our weekly commentary, Legal Issues in the News. And if that wasn't enough, this week he is also a contestant on Jeopardy. Now, this interview is being recorded on Tuesday, and he tells me that he is appearing on Tuesday. But beyond that, Sean, you can say nothing.
That's right, Jason. They make you sign a fairly lengthy contract, and one of the things in that contract is that you will not publicly disclose any results or content until the show airs.
But you can say that you are a two-time winner. You're appearing for the third time on today's program, which is on Tuesday. Tell us about your experience being on Jeopardy, the whole experience of actually being there.
It was really wonderful. It was, in a way, surreal. It was something I had been trying to do for a number of years, off and on, and to actually be in that studio with Alex Trebek standing a few feet away from me and the whole big game board with all the questions, it was a very strange feeling, but a great experience.
Now, I read the profile of you in the News Gazette. The buzzer, there's a trick to that.
Yeah, and the weird thing is I think the trick is a little bit different for every contestant who plays it, because you can't hit the buzzer too early. Until you're not supposed to hit it until Alex is done reading the question, and then somebody arms the device and lights come on next to the game board, and that's when you're supposed to start pushing it. But for me, if I waited until those lights went on, I was too slow. So I had to anticipate based on how quickly or slowly Alex Trebek was reading the question, and sort of work out my own process.
So it's not only knowing the question, knowing the answer to the clue that's up there, but it's also the timing. It's a whole lot of things going on in your head.
And all at the same time. Exactly. You're trying to read the clue as quickly as you can, decide whether you actually know the answer or think you know the answer, and then get the timing down. And it's all happening at the same time.
Now, you won twice in Final Jeopardy, and one of the Final Jeopardies you were in has become somewhat of an internet meme. Why don't you describe that a little bit, since you were there?
Sure. On the first program, which aired last Friday, I was in Final Jeopardy, and one of the contestants had finished in negative numbers, so he wasn't in Final Jeopardy. So it was just me and a young woman named Becky Sullivan, who works for National Public Radio.
As a producer,
In California. And the question was, they showed us a picture of a flower, and they said the name of the flower was also a derogatory term for people on the political left. And the right answer was Bleeding Heart, but Becky Sullivan didn't know the right answer, so she wrote down another flower that's also used as an insult. She wrote down Pansy, and that has caused some, I think, thin-skinned people to be a little bit upset about it, and it's become a viral sensation.
You said that it took a while for you to actually get on the show. We're talking years and years and years.
Yeah, the first time I auditioned for the show, I'm pretty sure it was in 1999. And this time was actually the fourth time I had been through the full audition process.
Wow. And this is pitting you against other people and answering questions and basically doing mock shows.
Yeah, it starts with an online test these days. So you do, I think it's 50 questions. And then if you do well enough on that, you get to go to an audition, which I did in Chicago. And there's another 50-question test there, and then a mock game and an interview. And that puts your name on a list, and Jeopardy might or might not call you during the next year and a half.
So there is a real cult following around Jeopardy, and there has been for quite a while. And it's something that people take very, very seriously. It's also, of course, been mocked on Saturday Night Live. Why do you think it has this cult of personality? I mean, it's partly Alex, but it's the show itself, right?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, there are blogs and there are sort of dedicated comment streams on all kinds of sites about what happened on Jeopardy last night. It is certainly about the unique personality that Alex presents, but I think it's also just, we all, to some degree or another, like that kind of information. We like trivia. And so to see people up there sort of pulling odd bits of trivia out of their brains on a moment's notice is just, it's oddly fascinating.
If you had to sum up your experience and put it in the form of a question, what would it be?
What is the most surreally fun thing I've ever done in my life?